Thinking like you don't show up in shoes. I mean,
it says like this. Okay, so let's we can get back to the Baal Meisim problem, but in doing so, I think it's right to just get some of the cheshbon down, just to set the context. So the basic Gemara, which is going to go on, and I believe I want to do is after we do this Ran and Ramban, I want to actually take this Gemara and define it directly. But for the meantime, we'll just do it the svar the cheshbon of it in order to insofar as the Ran and the Ramban bring it up. So it says it's on Lama Gimel Meves Ibayilu. It's which is Vayikra Yud Tes. It's like a line under there. Okay. So let's say you have a son who is the rabbi of the father. Okay? So from here on in, when we talk about the son and the father, just know, I don't really keep saying it, but the son is the rabbi, the father is the talmid. Okay? So that's, we're not just talking about regular son and father. We're talking about son is the rabbi, and father is the talmid. Okay? Fine. So it wants to know, ma'u lamo mipnei aviv. Does the son have to stand up? Because most sons do have to stand up because the mitzvah kibbutz avayim. But now this son happens to also be a rabbi. Now, does the fact that he's a rabbi potter him from standing up for his father, who is his talmid? Right? It's a good question. You could ask the other question: does the father stand for the son? The Gemara asks both of them, and that's what I want to do after this. Hopefully, we'll get to that. Is to take them both up. Okay, fine. So the right simple question: does the son stand for the rabbi? Okay. Toshma, the Amar le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda. Okay, Rav Yehuda was son. Okay, Rav Chezkel was father. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one, Kum mikame avuch, stand up for your father. So he kind of rebuked him. He says, listen, Rabbi, stand up for your father. Right? So what does this imply? What does it imply? Yes. That a son, despite the fact that he is the rabbi, he still has to stand up for his father. So, sounds pretty conclusive. So it says, no. Shiny, Rabbi Chazkel, the Baal Ma'isim Havei. Says, you can't prove it. Because Rabbi Chazkel, the father, was no ordinary father. Even though he happened to be a Talmud, he was a Baal Ma'isim. He was a person of great midos, great actions. A good person. Okay? Whatever that means. So it seems like, in one way, it seems like the way to think it is perfected. He was a perfected guy. He had a good Ma'isim. That so much so that Filum Shmuel Mami called Mikame. Even the great Shmuel stood for Rabbi Chazkel. So Rabbi Chazkel, despite the fact that he was a Talmud, he was a great man, and that's why the son, the Rebbe's son, had a stand for him. Rabbi Yehuda had a stand for him, not just because you can't prove from there that any son who is a Rebbe stands for his father. It's not a fair comparison because Rabbi Chazkel, you're proving it from a bad case, and that's what it says. Okay, and the Gemara goes further, but let's leave that part out. Okay, that's for that Gemara. Okay, but that's what's relevant for this part of the Gemara. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Okay, this is the Gemara. So now, how did this come up? So now let's get back to our issue. Okay, so back in the Ran in the Rif. So basically, it turns out the Rif paskins that there's no halacha in the Torah, according to the way we hold. No halacha to stand up for Tiferet Talmud Chacham. Period. The only thing is stand up for old guys. Okay? No halacha of standing up for Talmud Chacham. Okay? The Ran says, really? But aren't there all kinds of Gemaras about standing up for Talmud Chacham? I mean, aren't there all kinds of Gemaras like that? You have Gemaras like that. Okay? Fine. So the Rif, the Ramban, in defense of the Rif, says that no. You're misunderstanding those Gemaras. In every single one of those Gemaras where you have someone standing up for a Talmud Chacham, really they were old Talmidei Chachamim. They were old Talmidei Chachamim. They weren't standing up for Talmidei Chacham, they stand up for old Talmidei Chacham. Okay, and that's why they were standing up, because they were old, and you stand for old people. You're old, you stand for old people. So you'll say, if they're old, then who cares if they're Talmud Chacham or not? Right? You don't need Talmud Chacham, they're old. You stand for every old guy. So it says, then he says, we did this yesterday, is that even if you say that you don't have to stand for a Talmud Chacham, you don't stand for a Talmud Chacham, but still, a Talmud Chacham can't stand for old ignoramus. That cannot happen. It's beneath the cover of a Talmud Chacham. The action of standing is subordinating yourself to that person. And even though an old person is a chiyuv and there's a mitzvah to stand for him, it's simply impossible. A Talmud Chacham cannot stand up for an ignoramus. Okay? Despite the fact that it's a mitzvah, but the act, it can't be a mitzvah. This can't be a mitzvah. It would be a degradation of Torah and of the Talmud Chacham, and it simply can't take place. So therefore, when the Gemara, when you have these stories of the Gemara, we have Talmid Chacham standing up for old guys, it must be that they were old Talmid Chacham. And since they were old Talmid Chacham, it wasn't beneath the kavod of the other Talmud Chacham to stand up for him. Okay? But the reason why they were standing is not because of the Chachma, because there's no Mechayev of Chachma. The reason why it was because of the Zikna. But the fact that it was legitimate for a Talmud Chacham to stand up was because it's one Talmud Chacham standing up for another Talmud Chacham. So therefore that's legitimate. Okay, so that's the way the Ramban defended the Rif against all the Gemaras and Shas that imply that you stand up for a Talmud Chacham. You're not standing up for the Talmud Chacham. It's not why you're standing up, but that's what you're doing. That's what you're defensive. Okay. Of course, the Ran will learn those Gemaras much more simply, and he'll explain that the reason why they're standing up for the Talmid Chacham was because there's a chiv to stand up for the Talmid Chacham. Simple, right? Okay, fine. Right. So basically, in those Gemaras, whenever you have a Gemara that says yeah, they're standing up for Talmid Chacham, there's two ways to read it. The Ran is learning it the straight way, because he's a Talmud Chacham. The Ramban, the Rif, are going to learn it, no, because he's old, and the Talmud Chacham aspect is just so that it's legitimate for a Talmud Chacham to stand up for this old guy. Because Talmud Chacham for a Talmud Chacham.
Because where he lasts, there'd be a certain
act. Correct. Because where he lasts, were he not a Talmud Chacham, then the first one wouldn't be able to stand up for him. Okay, fine. Now, the Ramban, in support of his way of reading, he brings an hour Gemara. He brings an hour Gemara, okay? In support, because you say it's a stretch. This is a stretch, so you'll say to the Ramban. That's a pretty big stretch, Ramban. So he'll say, I'll show you there's a support. It's an hour Gemara about this Baal Meisim, okay? Because what's it saying? It's saying Shmuel himself stood up for Rabbi Chezkel because he was a Baal Meisim, right? That was the punchline. Shmuel himself. Yeah, it doesn't say anywhere he's a Talmud Chacham. It says because he was a Baal Meisim. The Talmud Chacham means Talmud Chacham. He is a Lamdan, and a Baal Meisim means he's perfected, but he wasn't a Lamdan, and that's why he was his Talmud Rabbi, because, I mean, he was very perfected, but he wasn't a big Talmud Chacham. So, his son was his Rabbi, and he taught him Torah, but he was a very perfected guy. Okay, fine. So Shmuel stood up for him. Now, the Ramban says, could you please show me anywhere where the Torah says that he's supposed to stand up for a Baal Meisim? Doesn't exist. Okay, there's no such thing. Of course, the Ramban's going to argue, but put that aside. Okay, the Ramban says, there's no such thing. It says Mimei Seva, Taga, Chacham, old guy, a perfected guy, you just don't find it. There's no halacha, there's no mitzvah to stand up for a perfected guy. So could you please tell me why was Shmuel standing up for Rabbi Chezkel because he's a Baal Meisim? There's no such thing like that. Okay? So he says, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the Ran, you can't explain that Ran. Because you say the only time you ever stand up, every Gemara they stand up is because they're Talmud Chacham. But that's not why they stood up. Really, they stood up because they were old. That's why in those Gemaras, that's why Shmuel stood up for Rabbi Chezkel. Rabbi Chezkel was old. Okay, he was old. And that's why Shmuel stood up for him. Right? Why is it not beneath the kavod of Shmuel to stand up for him? Because he's a Baal Meisim. And therefore, it's not beneath his kavod to stand up for him. Even though there's no chiyuv of standing for a Baal Meisim, there is a phenomenon of a Baal Meisim. It's not Baal Meisim isn't an ignoramus, and it's not beneath the kavod of Shmuel to stand up for a Baal Meisim. It is, there's no mitzvah in the Torah to stand up for a Baal Meisim, for whatever reason we'll get there. But it's still not beneath the cover of Shmuel to stand up for him. So he says that's actually a raya, because since there's no chiv standing for a Baal Meisim, you're going to have to read that into the Gemara of Shmuel standing up for him. So even though it says he's standing up for a Baal Meisim, you're going to have to interpret that as because he was old, and the exact force which the Ramban is pushing into every other Gemara, you're going to have to push into this Gemara, because there's no other way to explain it. Why else is he standing up for a Baal Meisim? Okay? And that's the Ramban's argument. Okay? It's a good argument. It's a good raya. Okay? It's a good, it shows that it's not really a force. And he says that's the only way you're going to be able to learn that Gemara. Okay? Okay, good. Let me try that question. So Gary brings up the question is that why is it that it's not beneath the dignity of Talmud Chacham to stand up for Baal Meisim? Right? Now, so maybe you'll say because Baal Meisim is as great as Talmud Chacham, right? Or something like that. Yeah, but then why is there no chiv to stand up for Baal Meisim? It sounds like the Rif is kind of straddling the fence here. On the one hand, he's saying there's no chiyuv whatsoever. You never find the chiyuv to stand up for a Baal Meisim. Okay? Presumably, he's downgrading a Baal Meisim. But then he says that a Talmud Chacham could stand up for a Baal Meisim. So it sounds like a Baal Meisim is really significant. So which one is it? Right? That's okay, good. Good question. Okay, let's keep that question in mind, okay? Second line in the Ran. Okay, so now we're up to, ready to read a little further. We're up to the second wide line in the Ran. Okay, and Yadalam and Aleph. Okay? So it says like this. He says, I don't like it. The Ran's saying, I don't like it. And he's going to relearn the Gemara. He says, the Gemara Hachikam, because this is how to interpret. Now, the Ran's going to give you his take on the Gemara, of our Gemara. Okay, our Gemara. The Gemara, simple Gemara, the father's son Gemara, right? So does the son stand up for a father? The Amrina Allah Begemara Tashma, the Amrale Shmuel, the Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel, Shinna Kumikam Evach, Vedachina Shiner Yecheskel Dwal Maisa. Okay? So that's just a quote. Period. End quote. Okay? Umashma Vadai Dibayan, it's Mashma definitely that the Baya, the reason why there's an Ibaya, I think it's a Bayan, like an Ibaya, is Hainu Mishund Misafgalan, because the Gemara is Misopak. Kivan shechiva Torah lakum ibn chacham hilakum ne aviv. So Torah, it's like you're caught here. Torah is mechayvi to stand for a chacham, and it's mechayvi to stand for an aviv, for a father. Shekulim heim vein echad chayv lamam ibn chavero. So it would seem to be that you have a wash, because on the one hand they're each chayv to stand for each other, right? The father, the son is chayv to stand for the father because kibir avayim. The father is chayv to stand for the son because he's a rabbi. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is it would seem to be that it should be a wash. And no one should have to stand for anyone, right? Did the Kabbalah say by Ilan Benovu Rabba Ma'ushay Amar Aviv Bifanav, right? So similarly, that's why the father should stand for the Rav. Both, it should go both ways, right? That was the Gemara's leaning towards that, and asking the Abaya, he was leaning towards that, saying, but Uman Didachi, so and it tried to, right? So, oh, but then the Gemara disproved it because Uman Didachi VaAmar. I'm sorry, and what did it show though? The case of Rabbi Chayeskel seemed to indicate that that's not true. Because it says, Shmuel, you see, rebuke to the son, Rabbi Yehuda, for not standing for the father. So you see, you don't say this equal deal. You don't say that there's a wash. Rather, you say the son has to stand for his father anyways. And it does, they don't cancel out. Right?
And the father would also have to stand for his father.
Presumably, but we'll leave that out, okay?
Okay.
So in other words, you don't say that it cancels it out. And Uman Didachi, Bamar Shani Chayeskel, right, but then the Gemara rejected it and said, no, Rechazkel is different. Mm-hmm. That really, they are equal. Right? Really, they are equal. But, right, really, they are equal. But the reason why in this case he had to stand up was because it was like two against one, so to speak. Because this guy was, Rechazkel was both the father and the Baal Meisim. He's both, right, so mm-hmm. It's a tiebreaker. There's a tiebreaker. And that's why. Right, so that's the Gemara's question: is what happens in a tie? Is it a wash? They say, yeah, no, there's a tiebreaker because he was a Baal Meisim. So now the Ran's talking. Then he said the Baal Meisim named the only name Meisav. El Neisavot. So if you're going to tell me that you don't really stand up for a Baal Meisim, that a Baal Meisim really there's no halacha to stand up for a Baal Meisim. Rather, but as far as age, my dachi shiny Rabbi Cheskel the Baal Meisim have. Afilu achi Rav Yehuda lo chayav lamo mipanav. The zikna in kan. So he's saying, if you're going to tell me that the reason why he's standing up, that the reason why you're standing up is not because of, in other words, if you learn that Baal Meisim is the reason to stand up, then you have a tiebreaker, right? Then the Baal Meisim is a tiebreaker. But if you say no, that really the only reason he stood up for him is because he's old. He says, But the thing is that an old guy, you know that a Talmud Chacham can never doesn't stand up for an old guy, for just a normal old guy, right? And that's the premise. That Talmud Chacham, even the Ramban's agreeing with that. The Talmud Chacham doesn't stand up for an old guy, right? So you can't say that the fact that he's old is going to be the tiebreaker because Talmud Chacham doesn't. The old is not a factor when it comes to Talmud Chacham. So therefore, so why is it that he would have to stand up for him? It can't be because of father, because that it's a tie. You have father versus. That he's a rabbi. So what's the so why is it that the Baal Meisim is even doing anything?
For the Talmud Chacham to stand.
Yeah, right. It's true. In a form, it's what Gary's asking. It's saying that if Baal Meisim are an intrinsic thing, then I can understand why you have to stand up for him. But if he's saying it's not, so then forget that. So now it must be because of Zigna. Mm-hmm. Because he's old. Right, but you say, but old, he said, doesn't mean anything in the face of a tamachah.
Right.
So therefore, you're back to kind of that you have a 50-50. On the one hand, you have the father, and on the one hand, the son, who's the Rebbe. So how's the Gemara resolving it? So what then? What then? So he says, fikach nirali. So now, therefore, he says, it seems to me, shekoshim muchzak v'bal ma'isim. Someone who is a muchzak, okay, who is, we know for sure, he's a bal ma'isim. Ain't suffik b'inyana. There's no suffix. Without a doubt, the guy is a bal ma'isim. He's a perfected guy. Kav yichazkel, omdim mipanav. Okay, you have to stand firm. And this is the point here. This is the Ramban's main point. Okay, and an argument with the Ran. This is the Ran's main point to argue with the Ramban. He says if a guy is muchsak, he's a well known. He's 100%. We are certain the guy is perfected. He says like Kav yichazkel, we stand firm. The Torah never said that. Like that was bekasha. Says shalok sivsa haTorah v'chacham. Right? How do you know that he's standing up for a Chachma? Because why is it he's standing up for a Chacham? What's the big deal? So who cares about Chachma?
Totally.
Because Chachma leads you to perfection. Right? So certainly if you had a Baal Ma'isim himself, you have to stand. The Torah doesn't say it. The Torah doesn't ever specify Ma'isa like it does about Chachma. But if you have a Ma'isa, Goloi. Kemosha Yisro and Hechsher Hachachma Niralakol, because the Maisa isn't revealed; it's not noticeable like the advantage of Chachma is apparent to all, right? So he's saying is that really, of course, you stand for Baal Maisa. The whole point of Torah of Chachma is because it leads to Maisa. So how can you not stand for Maisa? So of course, you must be a stand for Maisa. Why does the Torah never say it? Because in general, you're not going to be able to tell. In general, you're not going to be able to tell. So the Torah never said that. But it's Kal v'chomer, of course you do. Umishumachi dachino shayne v'chazka d'bal ma'isim avi. That's why the Gemara brought in. V'chazka d'bal ma'isim kalomar v'ikatarati avi v'bal ma'isim. And therefore, it turns out there are two reasons to stand for him. First of all, he was the father. Second of all, he was a bal ma'isim. V'lav shkulim nenu. And now they're not equal anymore.
Right.
Okay. So it's gadol ma'isim. It's the Gemara says gadol talmud shmeil de ma'isim. The greatest talmud because it leads you to ma'isa. See, I don't think ma'isa here means just like, you put on your tefillin. I mean, it means perfection. I think ma'isa means like your whole. It means chachma. Just to a guy who's a brilliant genius in learning, but he never incorporates it into his life and never becomes perfected. Never gains the perfection of chachma. So that's not a value. The value is because it leads a person and gives a person perfection. So they're saying a Baal Ma'isim is a guy who has the perfection. So he may not be such a Chacham, but he has the perfection. I think the rest is a side point, though. So let's just summarize, okay? So if you haven't got it until this point, so here's the basic summary, okay? I'd say the most major point, even though it came second, is a simple question. Is that definitely, the question is, if you hold that you stand for a Talmud Chacham, does that also mean that you have to stand up for a Baal Ma'isim? Okay, for a perfected guy. So the Ran says absolutely. Because the whole idea of saying for Talmud Chacham is because Talmud Chacham leads you to perfection. So of course you stand up for a perfected guy. Now it's true, the Torah never says that because it's not common that you're going to know whether a guy's perfected. So therefore you just stand for the guy who in general is going to be perfected. But the Ramban says no, you don't find anywhere the Torah said such a thing. There's no halacha of standing for Baal Ma'isim. Okay, that's the major machlokas. Okay? But even the Ramban, who says that there's no halacha of standing for Baal Ma'isim, he doesn't deprecate the Baal Ma'isim, because he also says that a Talmud Chacham, who ordinarily cannot stand up for a non-Talmud Chacham, because it's beneath his kavod, could stand up for a Baal Ma'isim, if he's a Zaken, right? He can't stand up for a normal Zaken, because it's beneath his kavod. But he could stand up for a Baal Ma'isim. So you see, he holds a Baal Ma'isim is really very chashuv, so much so that a Talmud Chacham could stand up for him. So that's a secondary question. Is in the Ramban, are you recognizing this idea of a Baal Ma'isim to be a chashuv guy or not? If you are, then agree with the Ran, stand up for him. And if you're not, so then why is then you're saying you don't hold by this Baal Ma'isim? So if that's the case, then why does why can't Talmud Chacham stand up for him? It should be beneath his kavod. No, but I think the Ramban, the Ramban holds Yom stands for Talmud Chacham, he holds that's what Isi Ben Yehuda holds. But there are Mandamrim in the Gemara who hold you do stand for Talmud Chacham. But it seems like the Ramban saying no one says you stand for Baal Ma'isim.
Right.
That's unheard of. I mean, he happens to hold Yom stands for Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't say that's unheard of. He agrees there is such a thing, he's not paskin that way. You know what I mean? But Baal Ma'isim, the Ramban's saying is like, well, Shemana, we never heard such a thing. I mean, that's his whole argument. Where do you see such a thing?
That's definitely
right. You mean that's what David's saying. It's hard. The hard point of the Ra'an is that he's positing there's a new thing called standing for Baal Meisim. And you don't find it anywhere because really you don't usually know who's a Baal Meisim. And Torah never said it because you don't usually know. But the whole purpose of standing for a Chacham is because of that. So therefore, of course, you have to stand for that. I mean, you can make that up, but you say it is, I mean, it's a little bit forced. He's making that up. Right?
It's just not a logic that we employ in mitzvahs.
Right. As David says, it sounds like you're taking the philosophy of the thing and bringing that into the mitzvah. So the reason why the Torah said Chavei Chacham is because of perfection, and therefore certainly perfection. I mean, maybe that's just the reason, but who's to say that's going to affect the halacha? I mean, it sounds like he's crossing the lines here. He's saying a point, David. I mean, let me just put that. So David's saying a point is that just say you're answering the second question on the Ramban, right? The question he's saying is that, and I think it's in line with what we said originally in the Ramban, which is that the Ramban, or here's what the Ramban is not saying. The Ramban is not saying that a Baal Meisim is worthless. He doesn't deny the idea that a Baal Meisim is a very significant guy. I mean, he can't deny that. I mean, for instance, the Ran is saying the whole purpose is Baal Meisim. Baal Meisim is the ultimate. But the Ran is saying, nah, Baal Meisim isn't so good. I mean, it can't be. Baal Meisim, what is he? Baal Meisim, you tell me that's perfection, that's the goal. They're not arguing philosophically speaking. So the Ran's not denying the significance of a Baal Meisim. He's just saying there's no chiyuv. The Torah never sets up a chiyuv to stand for Baal Meisim. Okay? For whatever reason. It's no halacha. Halacha chiyuv to stand for Baal Meisim. Just like you see the Ramban was willing to say there's no chiyuv to stand for Talmud Chacham. Right? I mean, just because the guy's great doesn't mean there's a chiyuv to stand for him. Okay? So there's no halacha to stand for Baal Meisim. But if you'll ask, is a Baal Meisim a significant guy as significant as Talmud Chacham? Yeah. Yes. He'll agree with Ran. He'll agree that he's a very significant guy. So if that's the case, if you say Talmud Chacham can't stand, really there's no chiyuv to stand for Talmud Chacham, but Talmud Chacham can't stand for a Zakin. Even though there's a mitzvah, Talmud Chacham can't do it because objectively it's not right. It's a bizayon. Because Talmud Chacham can't subordinate himself to a fool. Yeah, but there's no problem subordinating himself to a Baal Meisim. You'll say there's no chiyuv to stand for a Baal Meisim. So there's no chiyuv to stand for Talmud Chacham. So, I mean, hopefully,
he can't stand for anyone.
Yeah, exactly. The same way you say Talmud Chacham can't stand for a Zakin. There's no chiyuv to stand for Talmud Chacham altogether. Yeah, but you're not denying the idea of a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham can't stand for a Zakin because his nature, his level doesn't allow for it. He can't subordinate. Yeah. He can't have a great guy, subordinate himself to a small guy. But if the other guy's Baal Meisim, then he could. Now, the Torah is never Mechayiv and standing for Baal Meisim, who cares? That doesn't mean anything. That's just showing there's no chiyuv. But if you say, is he a significant Gavra? Of course he's a significant Gavra. He has to agree with the Ran on that. So if that's the case, that's why he can't, the Talmud Chacham could stand for the Baal Meisim. So there's no kasha, the fact that the Ramban is saying there's no chiyuv for a Baal Meisim. Yeah, there's no chiyuv to stand. But the Baal Meisim is still just as significant. So therefore it's not beneath his Gavra. It's not beneath his Gavra. So that's good.
That's the second question.
So now the primary question is now, so what's the machlokas about whether or not the Torah was mechayiv to stand for Baal Meisim or not? Okay, so let's take that. So just to get the ball rolling, so Gary says that let's put aside the lead question, how does the Ramban know that he stands for Baal Meisim? Because it sounds like his argument is good. It's Kal v'chomer. The whole idea of Talmud Chacham is because the Ran. Yeah, the whole idea of Talmud Chacham is because it leads him to perfection. So the guy's perfected. Kol shekein. I mean, what's the whole? Would it make sense that we'd stand up for Talmud Chacham and not for the whole objective of Talmud Chacham? The whole objective of Baal Meisim. I mean, he's saying it's Kol shekein. I mean, that's his argument. His argument is: how could it be that in the Torah you stand up for Talmud Chacham and you don't stand up for Baal Meisim? Sounds crazy. Is that make any sense? Can't be. The whole objective is Baal Meisim. Right, I mean, that's his argument. He says, so certainly, the Torah doesn't say it. Okay, well, the Torah doesn't say it. So what are you going to say? I mean, you do have to answer that. I mean, why doesn't the Torah say it? Okay, so the Ran says, because in general, you're not going to know. In general, the Torah doesn't say it, because in general, you're not going to really be able to know who's the Baal Meisim, but you are going to be able to know who's the Talmud Chacham.
You can't have a structure of a mitzvah like that.
You see, you can't have a structure of a mitzvah to stand for Baal Meisim, because who's going to know who's Baal Meisim? So why would the Ramban say, no, don't? But the Torah didn't write it. I mean, it's a good point. I mean, the Ran saying is that, so is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? So, by Baal Meisim. So I think he's saying it is, but the Torah didn't write it and formalize it, you know, because in general terms, you're not going to be able to determine it. So the Torah is writing things that are the most practical halachos. In general, it's not going to be practical. But if you want to ask him in his svara, now you're telling me you have a guy who you know is a Baal Maisim, so he says it's a simple Kal Vachomer. Of course you do. But Torah is not writing for that exceptional case that you come across. That exceptional case that come across will be derived from a Kal Vachomer when you come across that case. But that's not what Torah is writing. Torah doesn't mention it. Torah doesn't have to mention it. Torah doesn't mention it. If it were common, the Torah would have mentioned it anyways, because that's really the primary thing. But since in general it's not a common case, so the Torah left it out. Maybe that makes sense, you know. But I think you guys were hitting on the point before. Is the Ramban, before you had the whole svara, and the Ramban's argument is going to be is this halacha, and for the very reason the Ramban is saying is the Torah didn't write down stands for Baal Maisim is because who's Baal Maisim? I can figure who's Baal Maisim. If the Ramban's going to say that there's no halacha like that, you know what I mean? There's no, what kind of, that's not a halacha. A halacha category of Baal Maisim, which is almost impossible to figure out who's Baal Maisim, and I mean that's not halacha. It's a very nice philosophy, and the truth philosophically is a great Kal Vachomer, but halachically, there's no category of Baal Maisim. It's not a halachic category, it's a philosophical, ethical category, and Olam Haba is great, but in this world, it's not a halachic category. Halacha can't deal with a category which is only known to God and to one guy in a generation, or Chazkel, who's, you know, is Baal Maisim. He says the very reason why the Ran is saying the same way the Torah doesn't write Baal Maisim, because it's impossible or very, very difficult to determine, so too the halachic system isn't going to deal with Baal Maisim. It's not a halachic category. Where is Baal Maisim? And, you know, that's what it means. You never find that you're Baal Maisim. Not all the kids make up a halachic category. So even though it's philosophically a great Kal Vachomer, but he'll say that's not a halacha. You can't have a halacha to stand up for a Baal Maisim. Okay, it's not a category. In halacha, chacham, it's not a chacham. It's a category. So Baal Maisim isn't a category.
So what's that machloka?
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Okay.
I think that's the first step. I mean, that's, the Ran is good on the at first because it could cover Homer, but the Ramban, it comes back halachically, it's very difficult. The question is, so what's the Ran going to say back to that? I mean, this is halacha. I mean, well, you know, that's the problem. Right. You know, that's the problem. But I'm just, this is the right step.
Yeah.
You know, that's the step. So it seemed to be is like this. I mean, it sounds almost like a too strong an argument that Ramban's putting forth, right? I mean, how's the Ran gonna, now it flips the other way, which is the way it should be, you know. But it flips the other way is that the Ran, how are you? Aren't you getting philosophical here? I mean, isn't this a little too philosophical? Right, okay. So I think what the Ran's gonna say is that, see, this isn't just Tom Hammett's us. I mean, like, you definitely can't do that. You can't just start saying, well, the whole reason why the Torah said I should take a lula, the whole reason why the Torah said I should put a mezuzah is to remember Hashem, so I'll have a house full of svarim. I mean, you can't do that. That was the Korach's mistake, right? I mean, you can't just start philosophizing mitzvahs and start passing halachas based on philosophy. I mean, halachas halacha, there's a system here. Right? Ah. But he holds, see, in this mitzvah, it's not just an ordinary mitzvah. See, it looks like, maybe this is a mashal, just to show you what I mean, is that, like, let's say prior to Matan Torah. Okay, prior to Matan Torah. So let's say Avraham Avinu. So would there be a din of standing up for Avraham Avinu? Would it be a good idea?
Yes.
So yes, of course. Right? Would it be a mitzvah, so there's no tariq mitzvah, but is it a phenomenon? Is there a reality? When I stand up for a chacham, is it just like I'm following the halachic reality? Or is there's a true thing going on here? This guy is a respectable individual. And I'm standing up for him because there's an intrinsic reality in the universe that this guy deserves kavod. Now, it's true that's a mitzvah also. I mean, but the mitzvah isn't just, it's not like Torah just made up a mitzvah, you know, let's do this action. The Torah took a real institution, a real idea, which is standing up for a so respectable person, for a chacham, and it said, that's going to be a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah, that's a great institution. That pre-Torah institution, so to speak, became incorporated into Targum mitzvahs. Okay? Fine. But the Torah didn't create it, like Rabbi Zucker said, Yesh Me'ayim. It's not like Yesh Me'ayim mitzvah. The Torah didn't just create a new mitzvah. Just say, you know what, let's make up a mitzvah. Like mezuzah, for instance, if a guy before Torah came along and put a mezuzah on his door, well, what's he doing? What are you doing? Putting a mezuzah, what is that? You know, it's a scroll, you're writing all these parashios, so what is that? It's true, a guy wants to think about Hashem, it's a good idea, but you want to put up a scroll on your door, it's, what is that? Allah created the reality of a mezuzah. But if a guy would stand up for Tamachachachachachach, of course, there's a reality prior to Matan Torah, and it's a mitzvah. It's a kiyum, it's just an idea. Now, in that world, would you stand up for a Baal Meisim? In that pre-Matan Torah world, would you stand up for a Baal Meisim?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because that's Chachma Megadne Meisa. That's the whole idea. In fact, that's really the guy you're standing up for. That is really the guy you're standing up for, the true perfected guy. You said it's not halachic reality. You're right. This is before halachic reality. This is the pre-halacha world. Okay, this is the intrinsic reality. Who is really Bechubad? Who should you stand up for? The Baal Meisa. And that's really who you're standing up for. And in that world, that's, of course you have to stand up for him. Now the Ron is going to say that what the halacha did is it took that pre-existing institution called standing up for a great guy, and it made it into a halacha. It formalized it, and it took it and like it was mechayev in that institution. There's an institution like that, and it took it and it was mechayev in it. Okay, I mean, it gave it certain forms, but essentially it was like it took the pre-existing institution and it set it up as a chiyuv. Okay, it set up as chiyuv. So if that's the case, so therefore, since that's the Ron's argument, that's why he's allowed to use a philosophical argument here. What he's saying is that the whole this institution isn't just like a brand new created mitzvah, which is, but it's the mitzvah is taking a real institution in the universe and making it into a mitzvah. So therefore, he'll say is if the institution includes standing up for a chacham, so kol shekein is going to involve standing up for a baal meisim, because the whole idea of a chacham is he's made l'dei meisa. So of course you're going to stand up for him. Okay, that's a valid Kal Chomer. But the Ramban is going to say no. And the Ramban is going to say no. That it's true that there was an institution like that called standing up for a respectable person, in which case you would stand up for a Meisim. But when Torah came along and made it into a mitzvah, it's a clean slate. And the mitzvah, it didn't just take the pre-existing institution and set it up as Chiyah, but it did is it built a new mitzvah. It built the mitzvah, which it's true. In Tom, it was motivated and built upon those types of reasonings, that philosophy. But it's a separate, self-existing, so to speak, halachic structure. And as such, you have to set up all the categories. And all the categories are going to be a Talmud Chacham because he's made with Nehem Isa, and it's going to be a Zakein, or whatever, because he's either Koschacham or whatever. But Baal Meisim is not a halachic structure. There's no, if it's a new created halachic structure, Baal Meisim can't fit into it.
What's the Ron's argument?
No structure. The Ron holds that what the Torah did is that since there was an institution, there is a real institution of standing up for a respectable person, the Torah simply did is it said you must involve yourself in that institution. There's an institution, and the mitzvah is that institution is a chiyuv.
The machlokes is whether or not the Torah did it.
Right. Did the Torah take the pre-existing institution and make it into a chiyuv, or did the Torah create a new institution based upon the tam of that, based upon the same philosophy, but it created its own independent halachic structure? There's two types of ways the Torah could fashion a mitzvah from something which already existed as an institution. It could simply take that institution and get and recognize it, stamp it as a mitzvah, in which case the form is going to model after, you know, be the looser kind of a form, more philosophical form. Or it could do is you could take that tam and use that, but now build a mitzvah based upon that tam, in which case the form is going to have to follow normal halachic patterns.
And why would you say one way or the other?
For the Torah and doing such. I mean, on the one hand, you gain by setting it up as a halachic structure. You gain in the fact that it follows the normal halachic patterns. I mean, halacha has a system and has methods and has formulations. And by involving allowing a baal meisim and just grabbing hold of the pre-existing structure, it's giving in terms of the rigor of the halachic structure. But by taking the other idea, you're sticking more to the true nature of the institution. Right. Now, which does the Torah do? I mean, that's dependent upon your grasp of the halachic system at large, and what's the Torah going to do in such an instance? I mean, it could be there are parallel types of, I mean, I don't, you know, you have to have a greater grasp of Torah to be able to intuit one way or another. I can do next. So I'd like to do next is to take those Gemaras. Take that very Gemara, the Ibaya, about who the father sends to the son sends to the father. I mean, we're jumping a little bit. I know we're not up to the Gemara, but, you know, while we're here, I feel like let's do it.